Our guest is Alan Dershowitz here on the Paula Gordon Show. We were talking about a whole raft of ideas that focus on justice and injustice. Many of these traced straight back to Genesis. I was absolutely captivated in your newest book, The Genesis of Justice, when you said to me, I took this very personally, common law is built on the wrongs, not the rights of humankind. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a triple entendre?
Yeah, it really is true when you think about it. When people do the right thing, we just accept it. It's when people do something wrong that we say we have to change the system. When people push the envelope, we have to respond in some way. When do we build laws controlling technology? When the first person uses the internet to do something illegal. It's always the wrongs that create the rights. And that's an insight
that
I got from the Bible.
That's two kinds of rights, isn't it?
Yeah. Correctness and also fundamental rights. And I got that insight from reading the Bible. And it's helped me a lot as a law professor and as a lawyer, understanding how important it is to look at the wrongs. By the way, it's true of nature, too. How do we learn about biology? By looking at the mistakes that nature makes, looking at the deviations. When things are normal, they're not interesting scientifically and legally as well. Everybody hates when a crime gets committed, and I do too, but it's from the wrongs that our sense of right emerges. And that's the message of the book of Genesis. And I try very hard in The Genesis of Justice to, for the lay reader, explain how the stories lead to justice. One of my hopes when I write a book like this is that people will begin to interact with me. I have my email address in the book, and I'm hoping people will give me their favorite interpretations, because everybody has an interpretation of these biblical stories. I get a lot of email now, and they all start by saying, "You're wrong. My minister taught me that," you know, etc.
What you describe is, in a sense, what would appear to be the origin, almost the definition of society, which sounds like a constrained environment, constrained by the wrongs that people have done. So we create these barriers that
or
sort of
boundaries, maybe,
or boundaries. Boundaries is a better word to restrict what is appropriate behavior. It also, though, seems that there is something called culture that goes back to what you were talking about mm-hmm. early on, which is expansive, which is open-ended. And as much as anything, it would seem the challenge is the pressure between those two forces.
I think that's right. And look at the Ten Commandments. The first five are positive, culture. The second five are negatives, thou shalt not. The origins of Christianity grow out of perceived rigidity within Jewish rules, which lead Jesus to say, let's open it up a little bit, a little bit more culture, a little more grace, a little less legalism.
A little ventilation.
Right. And then we find a reaction to that. History is full of reaction and action. You don't have to, believe necessarily in a Marxist theory or a Nietzschean theory or Kantian theory to look at the way the world evolves. And a lot of it is observable in the book of Genesis. The thing that's amazing to me about the book of Genesis is how enduring it is. We've gone through so many changes, and I can go back in the year 2000, read the book of Genesis, and still find insights in it which help me be a better professor and a better lawyer and a better husband and a better father. I'm not saying it's all right. There are things in there, if you took literally, which would lead you, I think, in a very dangerous direction. I'm not going to go sacrificing my children, no matter what God tells me to do. I'm going to be a civil disobedient if I ever get that message. Kant says, God, when he came down and told Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham should have responded, that it was wrong to sacrifice my son, I know for certain, that you are God, I cannot know for certain, therefore I'm not going to do it. Well, it's a little bit of a cop-out, because what if he did know for certain it was God? Would he do it?
Tell me in 25 words or less how we're doing on justice in the world at the moment. 25 words or less.
Not very well. First of all, we have two systems of justice, one for the poor, one for the rich, one for Western democracies, one for others. Poverty is an aspect of justice. We have a lot to go in our quest for justice. Justice, justice, shalt thou pursue. Let's keep pursuing it.
You talk about status as being part of what people were trying to overcome mm-hmm. early on in Genesis. And status now can be readily translated to economics.
Absolutely.
So in a sense, we've moved from brute force to brute force.
And it may be getting worse. With the internet-driven society, status will be the ability to use technology, and that is a metaphor sometimes for poverty, wealth, and other kinds of things. The divide may increase. We may be finding ourselves in a place much like where we were during the time of Genesis.
We'll stay tuned. Thank you, Alan Dershowitz.
My pleasure.
We enjoyed Mr. Dershowitz's book, The Genesis of Justice. You might too. Mr. Dershowitz made time in a family event to join us for this conversation. We're delighted he did, and we thank all involved. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.